We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Monday night with the Red and White talking all things Ball State football leading you up to 6 o'clock. We are at McAllister's Deli and Ball State students. A reminder, you can get a free cookie and 10% off by showing your student ID at your local McAllister's here in Muncie. Junior wide receiver Johines Tyler joins us now. Welcome, man. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You excited for Wednesday night?
Yes, sir.
How much anticipation has just been building in you over the last month and a half?
Since we've been like out, we've been thinking like the season wasn't going to come, but now like since it came, we've been like eager to play and just ready to get out there.
How long a time has this felt like? Has it felt like forever to you?
Yes, it felt like years to me. Just not being able to come out and practice how we wanted to and come out and play, like be together. It felt like a long time.
So you and I were talking last week, and one of the questions I asked you was how much people back home know what Ball State University is. Yep. And you said, hey, well, they know about it now because of what I'm doing up here. Had you ever heard of Ball State when you first got contacted?
Oh, no.
What did you think? And kind of take me on the progression of learning about it, understanding, what the opportunity was and why you decided to come up here from New Orleans.
Coming out of high school, I didn't, really know about offers, really. But when offers started piling up, it made me, I wanted to be more informed on it, so I started looking around and watching everything and trying to be updated on it. But when Ball State came around, it was just, surprising. I didn't, notice, where the college was or anything. But them, giving me a chance, it, brought, a lot of attention and made me, feel like someone is, looking at me and want me to play where they at.
Tell me about that process a little bit. What was it like learning about the process and learning about what offers were and what opportunities there were ahead of you?
Being young and not knowing about the colleges and being able to get a scholarship for colleges, it was something me and my coaches would go through, and they would take us step by step of what these people are offering us or what do they sponsor or what do they do for you. So Ball State coming in, it made me just focus and review their skill a lot and just maybe just us going over to school mostly.
Did you not think that this was a realistic thing at some point? Like, when did you realize, hey, I can get a scholarship to go to college? Was that not on your radar?
Yeah, that was – it's something, like, I wasn't focused on when I was in high school. It was just me playing ball. But when the offer came in, I was just surprised about it. And I was like, oh, like, I could really, like, play. I'm coming out of high school, going to college, like, getting offered.
When did you turn into a – collegiate prospect, because you're a big dude. You're how tall are you?
6'4".
Yeah. Okay. So, obviously, as a 6'4" wide receiver, you turn some heads.
Mm-hmm.
When did you hit that growth spurt and turn into a big physical receiver?
I mean, I've been a big physical receiver just playing high school, but I've been tall, you know, big. In Little League, I was like always this size, basically, if you know, want to put it that way, but. I then grew, like, bigger and bigger as the time passed.
What else did you play? Were you just a football guy?
I played basketball my freshman year.
You gave up basketball?
Yes. It was something me and my, like, family would do a lot, and I, like, wanted to try it out. But I realized, like, football was, like, my main sport.
Why did you gravitate? What do you like about football?
Just everything, you know, contact, going out for passes, catching the ball, being able to, like, shake defenders, just play against other people and compete.
Johannes Tyler joining us, Ball State junior wide receiver. The jump that you have made from last year to this year, what has developed most in your game that you think makes you not just a pass catcher, but a wide receiver that understands and reads the game?
Just learning, like, all the fundamentals, just watching different, like, NFL receivers, people who, like, inspire you.
Who do you watch?
I watch Julio, you know, Michael Thomas. But Julio, I say, is like my favorite receiver.
What's he do that you picked up on?
He has speed, but he's always like making big plays. He wants the ball, like he's hungry for it.
Is there something about him that you saw, though, you're like, okay, that's interesting. Like, I can learn from that.
Just him, like his route running, how big he is, and big and quick for like receiver my size. So, just him doing all this at like that weight and size, it made me like feel like I could do that too.
Still being agile and being a big dude.
Yep.
How much work has gone in the weight room for you on that side?
Say that again for me.
How much work has gone in on the weight room side for you?
Just me like trying to reach a certain goal for myself. Going hard in the weight room, wanting to like be better and bigger, and just so I can like tear defenders down.
How many pounds up are you?
205.
What'd you come in at?
I came in at 185.
So you've added 20 pounds.
Yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
What's that feel like?
Awesome. Just, you know, putting on that weight and being, like, unstoppable.
Can you feel it on a football field? Like, do you recognize, is there a difference between playing at 185 and what you feel like now at 205?
Yes, there's a, like, big difference with that. Just coming in at a smaller like waist size and like going against high school defenders is like way different from coming to college, because they're more big and athletic and, you know, change the speed.
Well, Johannes, it's paid off for you so far. Looking forward to what it looks like on Wednesday night. Yep. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you.
Johannes Tyler joining us. Caleb Slavin, Mike New as well. We're back next Monday on Monday Night with the Red and White.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.